Economist Anthony Wood has raised some questions about the divestment of the local sugar industry. He observes that in a press release from Co-op Energy on December 23, 2023, Colonel Trevor Brown, president of Co-op Energy, stated that at the national policy level, the government has taken the revolutionary decision to transform all former workers in the BAMC operation into significant shareholders of the companies taking over from BAMC. He then asked, by what legitimate process did the government achieve transforming former workers of a state-owned enterprise into significant shareholders in private companies, stating that to become a member of Co-op Energy, an individual must own 10 fully paid-up, non-withdrawable shares valued at $1,000 and pay a membership fee of $100. In this context, he asks, is it the case that the government paid the membership fees for the over 300 workers severed from BAMC? And if the answer is yes, then the government would have paid in excess of $300,000 for the membership of the severed workers. Mr. Wood says a few questions emerge from this arrangement. First, did all the workers agree to become shareholders in Co-op Energy? In other words, did the workers have the opportunity to seek independent advice from a competent professional? Second, will the money paid for membership be deducted from the severance payment of the former workers? Third, did the payment of fees for the membership of the former workers commit them to more financial contributions to Co-op Energy? Will the former workers get the opportunity to choose representatives to sit on the boards of the two companies managing the sugar industry? Mr. Wood is also of the view that the language about the Co-op Energy plan coming from Colonel Brown and Dr. Clyde Maskell remains vague based on what's being said in the public domain. He says that they remain, according to him, very secretive about the technical and financial details of the business plan and any prospectus that would guide potential investors in the project. And he adds this, basing the secrecy on the premise that the new arrangement will be undertaken by private companies owned by Co-op Energy is a joke, since public assets are included in the project. In the interest of full transparency and accountability, information on the relationship between the government and Co-op Energy should be made public. This information should include the terms under which the public assets will be utilized within the new arrangement and the financial commitment of the government to the project. Also, the cost of the government taking the decision to make the former workers of BAMC significant shareholders in the new companies should be made public. He also observed that previously, Colonel Brown noted that the credit union members, and not the credit union money, will be the targeted source of finance for the project. How does he, therefore, intend to attract the interest of such small savers without making the business plan available for scrutiny by persons who can advise the credit union members about the merits of the project? On this score, he says, his approach based on non-disclosure while seeking to attract membership for Co-op Energy is extremely strange and raises questions about the structure and financial viability of the transformation project for the sugar industry.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.